Welcome to Awakening Plus. It is a new year, January 1, 2024, and we're here on the first Monday doing New Earth Support Team as always. Welcome, one and all, whether you remember or not. And for anyone who's brand new, let me explain what we do here. What we'll do for much of the hour is to serve the Awakening Earth. And we'll do that basically by relaxing and letting our beautiful divine allies do stuff through us. Before that, after I finish this little intro, I'm sitting in front of a shamanic mesa and I'm going to call the directions, call in a whole bunch of beautiful divine allies. We'll set up a safe, sacred container that will be good for all of us. I'm going to hold in that good energy and make sure that all that comes in is beings and energies of high vibration and benevolent intent. Then I'm going to invite you into embodied awakening, where you're going to invite your higher self into your human body to the greatest extent that serves highest good. No overwhelm, but lots of sweet energy. And this will tune us up to give the best service to the awakening earth. After that, we just kind of relax and we'll ask the beautiful divine allies that are here to work through us. And I'll explain more as we get to that part. I may or may not do anything musical. If guided, I will. If not, I won't. And the whole thing, as I said, will take about an hour. So I do request your cooperation on one thing, which is to give us your full attention. Act like you're right here in the physical space with me, because we all co-create this energy field, and the quality of your attention affects that. So even if you're on the recording, I do ask that you be fully present and give it your full attention. You'll get a lot more out of it, and the effect you have on everybody else will be powerful too. Believe it or not, as I said, this even works if you're on the recording as a member. And I will mention that the replay of this event will be for members only. That's how it works. I do a couple of free events every month. Anyone can join those, but the archive events are for Awakening Plus members only. And we're up past 625 archived events now, each of which has the same power as the live event it was recorded from. So Awakening Plus members never run out of stuff to do. Alrighty. And I'm kind of happy to. Today I did something I've been working on for months. Our main course inside the membership, which is on the invocations, I just gave it a major, major upgrade. It's way better than it was. So happy to finally have that in place for the membership. Okay, before we dive in, I want to welcome each person who I see here. So welcome and thanks so much for being here to Alicia, Angela, Barb, Brittany, Carmen, Carrie, Christy, Claire. We've also got Debbie, EMC, Eric, James, another James, Janet, Jeannie, Jennifer, Jenny, Karen, Casey, Kristen, L, Laura, Marla, Mina, Monica, Nanda, Nikki. We've also got Nicole and Pat and Paula and Roberta and Stephanie and Tina, Trisha, Viorica, and some phone callers, and David and Marcia and Renate. And I see several names I do not recognize. So it looks like we got some folks here who are here for the very first time. You're especially welcome. So I'll keep you in the loop on everything we do here. Appreciate you spending your first day of 2024 with me here. And let's do some good and help out the planet. And as I yawn, know that as I yawn or do anything else that looks or sounds weird, that's just shamanic stuff. And a lot of energy comes through me when I facilitate this, and it makes stuff happen like that. In this case, yawning is not fatigue, it's just energy movement. All righty, so let's do this. You came in after I started this explanation. I will describe what we're doing every step of the way. So, again, your undivided attention, please, for your sake and for everyone else's. Let's start by, I'm going to assume it's safe to close your eyes and give full attention. So, if not, be safe above all, but hopefully you can follow my guidance. So, do close your eyes and become aware of how your physical body feels. Just the overall vibe. And then if you have awareness of the energy field in and around you know, energy, prana, chi, tingly, that kind of stuff. Feel that too, and just see where it's at. you're just getting your starting point here, which you will compare to a little bit later. So now you hopefully have a sense of how the physical and energy bodies feel for you. Now let that awareness go. I'm now going to call the directions, call the allies, set up the container, and I'd like you to remain passive while I do that. If you feel energy moving, just be passively aware of that. If you do not feel that, no problem. Just feel your breath come and go on its own. But please, no breath control. Just let the breath do what it wants. Either way, you're passive and just feeling what you're feeling. We're very big on passivity here in Awakening Plus because it lets our divine helpers do stuff for us that our egos could never do for itself or themselves. All right, so eyes closed, aware of how you feel, and I'll do my part here after I yawn again. Pachamama. Mama Kia, we're a coach in the I am that I am. To prepare myself, I call my own embodied awakening, Christ consciousness, unconditional love, service to other, fourth density or higher consciousness. Higher self, please merge with my human self to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you. All righty, for all of us, we call my partner Spirit Song's higher self, Amma the Hugging Saint. By the way, every being I'm calling is of love and light. Ayahuasca, Yahe, Daime, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in service to the Infinite Creator, Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call the archangels Raphael, Michael, Gabriel, Uriel, and Metatron. Thank you. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi, Saraswati. Thank you. We call Saima. We call the spirits of the French Broad and Swannanoa rivers. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Guardian Angel, Dragon Mountain Gateway, Shining Rock, Mount Pisgah, Mount Mitchell, Grandfather Mountain, Apu Asangate, Apu Machu Picchu, Mount Shasta, Mount Everest, Mauna Loa, Mount Kilimanjaro, Ayers Rock. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy, to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. There's our container. Anyone who wishes to call any additional allies, as long as they are of high vibration and benevolent intent, feel free to invite them to join us now, whether you're live or on the recording. Thank you. All righty, just take a moment to see how you feel now. Check your awareness of your physical body and your energy body. See if it's different. Okay, time for embodied awakening. So you have a higher self, and this is the you, one level up, that created your human self. It's watching over you, dropping hints, and supervising the lifetime while still giving you free will. And if you want to be more awakened, a great step is to invite it to merge with you in your human body. There is no downside to this and all kinds of upside. You might imagine your physical body kind of like a car. Your ego is going to move over to the passenger seat and your higher self is going to drive. If at any point your ego doesn't like the divine's driving, you can get back into the driver's seat just like that by thinking it. Your higher self steps right out, no problem. So this is safe to try. You can reverse it if you don't like it. I personally wouldn't have it any other way, because there's all these benefits to embodied awakening, and a few are: when you're in the state, you experience more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you do more responsibly and more joyfully. Instead of having to figure things out so much, your intuition works better. You just know what to do more and more. And there's also this full body euphoria. And there's way more beyond that too, but those are just some of the benefits that are easiest to describe. So if you'd like to try that on, or re-experience it, let's do that now. So take one more moment. Again, feel the current feeling of your body and energy body. Get your baseline one more time, please. Righty, we're going to invoke the higher self with an 8-word invocation. I'm going to invite you to repeat it after me. Say it out loud if you can. Think it otherwise. So let's do those 8 words, speaking to your higher self, starting now. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Very good. Let the words go, become completely passive. The more passive you are, the better it works, because your ego's not doing this, it's receiving it as a gift from your higher self. So as you relax down to absolute passivity, if you're more sensitive, you may feel energy coming in the top of your head. It's kind of like you're a sponge and your higher self is water soaking in, kind of like that. You might feel energy coming in. So as this is happening, here's how to make it work best. I recommend that while the energy is incoming, please, no effort, no willpower, no trying to make anything happen, no stopping anything from happening. Please do not deliberately visualize or imagine anything. The more passive you are, the better it works. So just relax and feel. If you feel the incoming energy, great. If you do not feel it, then just feel your breath coming and going on its own. Please, no breath control. Just let the breath do what it wants to. Feel the breath if you cannot feel the energy. Use the energy if you got it. Otherwise, feel breath in terms of what you're holding awareness of. If at any point you get distracted, and that simply means your attention is on anything other than feeling, energy, or breath, as soon as you notice that, just gently return your attention back to feeling energy or breath. If the distraction is still there in the background, allow it. It's fine. We can all get along together, but don't focus on it. If you try to fight it or stop it, you're going to make it stronger. Instead, just gently return your attention to what you do want to focus on, energy if you got it, breath otherwise, and just let that any distractions be there in the background, percolating away if they want to. The final nuance of getting this invocation to work really well is to use the absolute least amount of effort that lets you feel energy or breath. So, to determine how much this is, we're going to play what I call the minimum effort game. So, let's start the game by dropping to no effort at all, zero. So, just chill out completely. Whatever happens is fine. So, just for a moment, I'll be quiet and you just relax down to nothing. Remaining at zero, do you have automatic awareness of the energy or breath happening? If that's there without even you trying, stay at zero effort while the invocation is working. If at zero you have lost awareness of energy or breath, then please use the bare minimum amount of effort that lets you feel energy or breath. The less used to get you to any awareness, the better. Additional effort beyond what's necessary will kind of get in the way of your higher self helping you out. So, minimum effort that gets you the awareness, please. Once again, your ego is not doing this for itself, it is receiving the awakening as a gift from your higher self. Your passivity assists the process. Anything you do actively will push it away because your higher self will see you're trying to do it for yourself in some way. It has to honor your free will choice, which means it has to stop helping you or help you less. So again, in this system, your passivity is the key to your success. Let the awakening come to you. When I lead, the way I feel is the composite of what most folks are feeling, and I'm feeling a pretty sweet awakened state coming on. So let me tell you how you would know if this is working. There's a 4-point checklist. If you can say yes, rather, to all four, you're there. Is all the following true for you right now? No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. While that's there, you are in embodied awakening. Once again, that's no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. So if you can check all four boxes, you're there. Great job. Relax and enjoy. It feels good. If you didn't quite check all the boxes or you got partials on some, any movement toward awakening is fabulous. It's not an on-off switch, it's a dimmer control. Even a little bit more awakening is welcome. And you're going to be able to do the rest with this, whether you got all the way to embodied awakening or not. So just, let it happen as well as it can and stick with us if you're willing to continue. We'll leave just a moment longer for anyone who needs just a little bit longer for the awakening to strengthen. And as it's doing that, even if you're in the sweetest awakening of your life right now, it can always get better. And my current belief is there is no final awakening at all. It just keeps getting better. You can't imagine how cool the next awakening is going to be. Literally unimaginable, but you sure recognize it when it shows up. That is feeling pretty nice. Please take a moment to feel how your body and energy body feel. See if it has changed because of the invocation. All righty. So we are ready to start serving. So, you humans, just relax, enjoy your state while I have a chat with our allies. Beloved divine allies, as always, it is our great privilege and pleasure to be here in service. We ask that you make use of us in the way that serves the great global awakening on planet Earth. We know, beautiful allies, you are aware of each and every one of us humans, whether we're live or on the recording. And you know exactly in what ways we can be useful. So as we relax and go into passivity, allies, we know that each of us is going to be a surrogate for the collective. Whatever happens to us will benefit many others in a similar way. So if that service is some of us going into deeper awakening, thus making it easier for others on the planet to awaken, let that be so. If it is highest good for some of us to be the processors of heavy energies that those on Earth cannot do for themselves, then let that be so. And we know, allies, you will not do any heavy energy processing through anyone who is not ready, willing, and able to do so. We know that no one's going to get overwhelmed. Y'all are too smart for that. So we know that while we may have strong experiences, we will not get overwhelmed. Thank you, allies, for allowing us to be of service. We are grateful. Please begin. Okay, the energy is turning on strong. So, you humans, much of that was said for your benefit. The allies know that stuff already. But let me just reassure you, in all the years I've been doing this kind of work, I've never had anybody report overwhelm. You are invited to relax fully, openly, and completely into whatever you experience. And I encourage you to have no preference about whether your given moment's experience is more blissful or more challenging. They're both helpful. If it's blissful, then your awakening is helping others awaken. If it's challenging, then heavy energy, whether it's from you or others, is being processed and cleared. That also supports awakening by clearing away what's blocking it. And some people experience both at the same time. Your body at some point might vibrate or tremble. You might cry. You might make sound. Your body may want to move in larger motions to move energy. Anything your body spontaneously wants to do is fine. Allow it if you can. I encourage you not to be a drama queen for the hell of it, but let the body do what it wants because it's really smart and it can move energy if you let it do what it needs to do. And even if you have a bit of a challenging experience during this event, you will be well rewarded by the time we are done. Our allies definitely like to give as good as they get. Once again, emphasizing, I encourage you please not to visualize, not to use any effort or willpower. Don't try to make anything happen. I promise you, your ego may be well-intentioned, but it isn't nearly as effective as the allies working through it. So please think of yourself as a pipeline, as a conduit. Think of yourself as a surrogate being made use of for the benefit of others. The more you surrender, paradoxically, the more powerful you become in your service. So that's my invitation. Relax and let's do this. One other note, while I will describe what I'm experiencing, which is what most folks are experiencing, your experience might be very different. So if at any point what I'm saying is not your experience, please have the experience you're having. Please do not use effort to match what I am describing. Lots of customized experiences happen during our events. And my body is shaking and vibrating. That happens routinely for me. That means heavy energy is being processed through Benjamin. And it is my great privilege to allow that to happen. There may be periods of silence. I trust that I am with you in consciousness, even if I'm not speaking. Again, I may or may not be called to share music. I will act according to the divine guidance I receive. And again, we'll be done at the top of the hour, roughly. So I invite you to relax and just let the process run. Everybody is muted. No one can hear you unless you turned your camera on. Nobody can see you. So feel free to do whatever you're called to do. In terms of being moved by the energy. In my experience is there's a lot of heavy energy being moved. So those of us who are willing and able are having heavy energy processed through them. This can be a little bit intense. As long as you just relax into it, it is not painful. There is no suffering. Some of us show up and serve by being processing engines for the heavy energy from the collective. Can definitely count me in on that service. Been doing that for a long time. The elders are saying now that it's a new year, 2024. They'd really like to clean up a lot of the heavy energy on the planet, help us all awaken more easily and smoothly. There are some beings who cannot process heavy energy for themselves yet. They're just too burdened down by it. And those of us who are willing to be surrogate clearers for them, allow their heavy energy to come through us until they can do it for themselves. That is a very powerful service to provide. And if you feel that happening, know that it's only because you are able to do so. Let the allies do it all from start to finish. Just be passive and feel what's happening. If that's happening with you. There's a lot of clearing happening. It's quite strong. Again, if that's happening with you, you will be well rewarded by the time we're done. And again, there's nothing you have to do except feel what's happening on its own. As you may be noticing, the heavy energy tends to flush out the hands and the feet. Goes to Mother Earth, who's happy to take that and process it for us. Energy can move in other ways as well, but that is the most common drainage out the hands and feet. The allies would like a medicine song. So as I sing this, I'm not functioning as an entertainer. The energy is designed to help the energy move in a good way. So please keep your attention on your own experience, feeling whatever's happening, feeling the energy if you can, breath otherwise, and just kind of let the music be in the background supporting you. Penicillin in las montañas se oyen cantar. Penicillin en las montañas se oyen cantar. Ayahuasca suma kunai di di, manta kunai kayari. Shamuya di 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 di, ayahuasca summa kunai di di, mantai kunai kayari. Shamuya apenasalela rora. En las montañas se oyen cantar. Apenas sale la aurora. En las montañas se oyen cantar. Chacrunita suma kunai di di. Mantai kunai Chakrunita summa kunai di, mantai kunai kayari. Apenasalelarora en las montañas se oyen cantar. Shining rock, summa kunai di di, mantai kunai kayari. Shamuya di 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 di. Shining rock, summa kunai di di. Mantai kunai kayari, shamu yari. Archangel Michael, summa cunaiti, mantai cunai cayari, shambhu yadi di di di. Archangel Michael, summa cunaiti, mantai cunai cayari, shambhu yadi. Pachamama summa cunaiti, mantai cunai cayari, shambhu yadi di 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 di. Pachamama summa cunaiti, mantai cunai cayari, shambhu yadi di 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 di. Up in the saddle, Lord, order, endless montagna, say, O young Kintan. Agua pura, summa cunaiti, montai cunai cayari. Shamu yadi di 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 di. Agua pura, summa cunaiti, mante cunai cayari. Shamu yadi di 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 di. Apenna sale la rora. Endless montagnas say, O young Kintai. Up in the saddle, la rora. Endless montagnas say, O young Kintai. Oso blanco, summa cunaiti. Monte cunai cayari. Shambu yadi di 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 di. Osso blanco, summa cunaiti, mantai cunai cayari, shambhu yadi di 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 di. Appena sale la rora, in las montagnas sei o young cantar. Appena sale la rora, in las montagnas sei o young cantar. Shiva, Shiva, summa cunaiti, mantai cunai cayari, shambhu yadi di 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 di. Shiva, Shiva, summa cunaiti, mantai cunai cayari, shambhu yadi di 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 di. Appena sale la rora, in las montagnas sei o young Kintai. Appena sale la rora, in las montagnas sei o young Kintai. Kali kali summa cunaiti, mantai cunai cayari, shambhu yadi di 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 di. Kali kali summa cunaiti, mantai cunai cayari, shambhu yadi di 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 di. En esa ladera, en las montañas se oían cantar. Apenas sale la aurora, en las montañas se oyen cantar. Sachidananda Parabrahma Purushottama Paramatma Sri Bhagavati Samyutta Sri Bhagavate Om Sachidananda Parabrahma Purushottama Paramatma Sri Bhagavati Samyutta Sri Bhagavate Namaha Om Sachidananda Parabrahma Purushottama Paramatma Sri Bhagavati Samyutta Sri Bhagavate Namaha Bhagavati Samyutta Sri Bhagavate Namaha Sri Bhagavati Samyutta Sri Beloved allies, thank you for your beautiful support and supporting the earth. Allies, please extend this blessing energy beyond earth and extend it, please, as good medicine to all beings everywhere who will be served by it. Thank you, allies. So we humans don't have to do a thing, just stay passive, and the beautiful allies are spreading this good energy all around the universe, wherever it'll do some good. And they're multiplying it like loaves and fishes from the infinite supply of divine source. So there's more than enough to go around. And because we're sharing it, we'll actually end up with a little bit more for ourselves on top of it all. Stay passive, please. Let the energy move itself. Take a moment, see how you feel right now. Beautiful to know, do you feel right now more like a being of flesh or a being of energy? You feel mostly contained in the physical body, or are you much larger than that? What's your experience? Are you feeling anything you might characterize as euphoria or bliss or ecstasy? Thank you, allies. Thanks for sharing the good medicine around. Allies, as we move toward closure of this event, please, for each of us, give us each the highest good experience. Please let us end the event being functional within our physical bodies with whatever upgrades or healings or other highest good experiences that will serve both the collective and us individually. Thank you. Because we are, after all, part of the beings on earth who are being assisted. So, to you humans, you may notice increasing awareness of your physical body. You might feel these expansive energies we've been in coming into your body and being integrated into it, upgrading you, giving you a new higher baseline of consciousness as you move forward in your life. Some people feel like they're fully within their body when they're done. Some are blessed duly with physical body awareness, and they also feel a large field of energy around them, and that becomes their new normal. So whatever you're experiencing, just let it be what it is. Even if you just feel kind of more relaxed and calm and light, that's also an experience of the divine energy. The more sensitive you are to energies, the more precisely and in greater detail you'll experience what the energy is doing. When you stick with this kind of work, you will get more sensitive for sure. All right, I just feel like I just really got solid within my own body. It is 2 minutes to the top of the hour, so we're right on schedule. So I'm now going to close the Mesa and we'll wrap up just about on the hour. And then if you all want to hang out a tiny bit beyond that, we'll open it up for Q&A and questions and feedback and such. So please remain passive while I close the container. This will not take long. And just feel what you feel. Pachamama, Mama Kiya, Wirakocham, Inti, Kriti. Thank you, beautiful allies. So grateful for your beautiful service. Thanks for supporting us. It's so lovely to partner with you to help out the rising tide of consciousness on planet Earth. Thank you so much, beautiful allies. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you still working with anyone who's been part of this event, live or on the recording, allies, please stay with that person for as long as it serves that person's highest good. Thank you. Beautiful allies, where would it serve highest good to go? What would it serve highest good to do? What would it serve highest good to communicate and to whom? Okay, that formally closes the container. So if you've got something else you got to do, you can depart as you will. And if you'd like to hang around and do a little Q&A and feedback, that would be awesome. I just set up the Zoom so folks on the live call can now unmute and speak. And no need to raise a hand, just unmute and talk if you'd rather. Or you can type in the chat as well. Nikki jumped right in and said, wonderful, gentle, pulsing energy throughout. Thanks. Thank you all for possibilities. Wowzers. Thanks for the feedback, Nikki. Anyone else who has a question or comment, do feel free to jump right in. I love feedback. And as always, we dismiss the allies, but they hang around and do sweet energy. I see that Barb has raised her hand. Barb, just go ahead and unmute yourself and speak if you don't mind. Hey.
What is the language that you sing in?
I sang the directions in a language called Quechua. Quechua is the language that was spoken by the Incas, and a third of the people in Peru only speak Quechua. They don't even speak Spanish. So it is an indigenous language that's been around. It's one of those power languages like Sanskrit and Hebrew, where when you say a word in Quechua, it transmits the vibration and it kind of shifts reality a little bit. And
Thank you.
the directions are I sang in order south, west, northeast, and the center. Yeah. Thanks for your question, Barb.
Won't go away. Thank you.
Anybody else got a? Oh, some people have been typing. Let me catch up with that. Hang on. Let me scroll up so I can see the comments. Stephanie said, a great way to start the new year. Thank you. Nikki said, thanks to Spirit Song too. Spirit Song sends her love to you all. Monica said, thank you for facilitating. Lovely session tonight. Brittany said, lots of energy this time, so I got very sleepy. It can happen. Tina said, lots of clearing tonight. Thank you. And Hawaii said, I got sleepy too. Historically, people get sleepy on these calls for one of three reasons. Normally, it could be other stuff, but it might just be that you're really tired and you just need to sleep. It's also possible that part of you is being lifted to a level that your human self isn't quite ready for. A part of you is awake there, but your human self can't hold consciousness. So the human part falls asleep while the other part of you has the experience. And with repetition, your human self will be able to start staying awake in those levels. A third reason that people can fall asleep during the event is if you're getting a strong healing and it would actually be too painful to experience, you get what I call spiritual anesthesia, and your human part is literally anesthetized briefly while they do the healing work, and then when they're done, they wake you back up. I've had that happen a number of times to me over the years. So those are the some reasons why people might fall asleep during events, but don't be discouraged by that. Just persist, and most people who persist are able to hold consciousness more consistently over time. It's not a bad thing. If it happens, it's all right. Don't worry about it. Aparajita says, will there be a replay, please? Replays are available to members of Awakening Plus. So if you're an Awakening Plus member, you've got access to this replay and over 625 others, all the events we've done. So if you want to check out Awakening Plus, just go to awakeningplus.com. That's awakeningplus.com. If you want to just check us out, there's a dollar trial for a month. And if you will like it after a month, if you don't like it, just quit and you won't know anything more. The usual monthly fee is 33. If that's more than you can do, there's a scholarship rate of 22 a month. And there's also an annual option that saves you some money on a monthly basis. So those are things. But if nothing else, we do about a dozen events per month as members. Two of them are for the public, but the vast majority are for members. We have a huge variety of events. There's three major courses inside the membership, and more will be coming. We have energetic events. We have, community support events where we connect with each other and help each other out. This month, one of our members, for the first time, will be starting to facilitate a women's only event. So we're growing and changing and evolving all the time. I really strive to make Awakening Plus a really powerful vehicle that supports people in their healing and awakening. So if that sounds interesting, do the dollar trial, check it out, see what you think. Again, you can quit and know nothing more if it's not your thing. Let's see, let me catch up with the chat. Hang on a sec. Debbie says energy was very expansive and loving. Thank you. Jenny says, if you passively receive visuals during the awakening session, what do you generally make of that? How do you recommend working with that? That's fine if stuff comes in on its own. That's not a problem. Just let it be in the background, treat it as a distraction. Once you're in this kind of process, I like to say there's no thought that can help you or no image that can help. So we don't fight anything, we let it all be there. But we put our attention on what we're feeling, is what I love to do. And in my many years of working with this, what I find is in this sort of passive mode of working, just focusing the best you can on somatic, what am I feeling physically or energetically, is where I hold my attention. I am fine with thoughts and images swirling around. That's cool. But I just don't focus on them. So there's nothing wrong with any of that. But where you put your focus will determine your experience. And for most folks, focusing on the sensation, the somatic part, seems to be the most helpful for going deeper into healing and awakening. So that's my recommendation, Jenny. Thanks. That's a great question. And once we're done with our process, you can go back and remember the visuals. You can think all you want about thoughts that came up, not a problem afterwards. But while we're in process, somatic is seems to be the best and most productive focus. But again, as I said, using the bare minimum effort needed even to feel that, and if zero effort gets you there, then no effort at all is optimal if that allows you to feel what's happening. Again, the premise being that the divine allies and your higher self that's helping you have more space and ease of helping you if your own effort is not getting in the way. So minimize your own effort at the ego level. Give them the maximum space to help you is what has proven effective with the style of work that we do. Jenny says, do you interpret them as potential messages from allies? I assume you're referring to the visuals. That can definitely happen. And I'm totally down with getting messages, whether they're visual or words or whatever they may be. But again, I recommend working with those after the process is done. Of course, you have free will. You can do whatever you want. There could be exceptions sometimes, but this is my general advice. And as always, I offer suggestions and you got free will. You can do whatever you want. And, if you do this for a while, you can play with it and try different things and, prove to yourself what works best for you. And if you find a different approach works better, then that's what you should do. I'm saying always, the thing that works best is the best thing. And your mileage may vary. Great questions, Jenny. Thank you. Anybody else got a question or comment? And just to expand a little more on what Jenny was saying, do I interpret visuals as messages? Sometimes yes, and sometimes no. Sometimes the visual may just be, something coming up from your own memory or unconscious or whatever. So, not everything is necessarily a divine revelation. And what I try to do also is rather than get too mental with stuff, I just relax and see intuitively what understanding comes. I've found over the years, intuitive understanding and guidance is way more helpful than me cogitating on stuff because you can, God, you can make any story up you want out of your own left brain. So I try to relax and just let the divine knowledge come down the pipes the best I can. Debbie says, do the allies differ with each session or are they always the same? I call in usually pretty much the same set of allies. I rarely change that. But, I offer the opportunity for the folks on the call to bring in there. So really every time there's probably some extra allies in the mix that are different every time. So I call in a very similar group. But, notice I also at the end say, I now call any other divine beings of love and light whose presence serves highest good. So really when you think of that, it probably is different every time. But again, the thing I really want to make sure of as a facilitator is all those beings are of high vibration and benevolent intent. And they can come from any imaginable religion or spiritual path or whatever. As long as they're working for the love and light, then they're welcome here. Debbie said, perfect. Thanks. Great question, Debbie. Thank you. Anybody else got a question or comment? All right, it's getting quiet. Last call for any questions or comments before we wrap it up. Roberta, hi.
Hello, just thanks so much. It's great to have the year off to such a good start with such a good batch of energy led by yours. Thank you.
Oh, thank you for your kind words, Roberta. Appreciate you being here so consistently. Debbie says, since we are introduced to the allies, do they work with us after? Again, I encourage them to stay with each person for as long as serves their highest good. And what's for sure is if you call them, they'll come. So, in fact, one of the courses inside Awakening Plus is how to work more effectively with divine allies. If you don't have any, how to call them in and identify the ones you want to work with. If you're already working with allies, ideas on how to work with them with greater effectiveness. My own experience has been, divine beings of love and light are happy to help you out. They don't require a bunch of ritual or particular protocols. My experience is you call them, they're there and happy to help out. So, I encourage people to be proactive in whatever kind of allies they want to work with, call them in. Again, I do, if you are a love and light person, only call in that kind of being. But, I, as you can hear, I have a whole bunch of allies I've accumulated over the years and they all play very well together. So allies are wonderful. It's kind of a kind of a paradox because I also experience when I call them in, by the time they're all here, I don't really perceive them as individual beings anymore. They're just a blended field, and I'm part of that field. So I really have got to the point where I'm pretty much merged with the allies as a kind of a divine puree. And it's really beautiful to be blended in with that. However, in my early years, I would perceive the allies as more individual beings, and I would feel them around me. But people I know who are more deeply awakened do experience that merging effect where they and the divine beings are just a single blended field. And as with so much, it's paradoxical in work. You can have a being who's part of that puree, and sometimes that being will emerge as a distinct being also, and both can be true. So I hope that makes some kind of sense. Yeah, my experience and belief is that, well, not a full experience yet, but my belief is that each of us is the entire universe and all the dimensions of consciousness. It's all God. And the game the divine loves to play with itself is to, it starts in unity, it sends out a fragment of itself into duality. And the game is that part of it believes for a while that it's a separate being. And the game is to gradually realize that it is the divine and to experientially, sequentially experience more and more of what it is. And by the time its journey is done, it's back into that unity again. And this game seems to cycle endlessly. I've simplified a bit, but that's the general idea. That's my best understanding right now, anyway. All right, anyone else got a question or comment? I guess that's it. So big thanks to all of you folks. So glad you all showed up. Again, if you're not yet in Awakening Plus, check it out, awakeningplus.com. That's awakeningplus.com. I've got a detailed info page. You can learn about it. And again, if you want to try it out for a month for $1, try it out, see what you think, check out all the stuff and see if it's a helpful thing for you if you're so inclined. All right. Big, big blessings to all you folks. So glad you showed up. And if you're a member, we've got events on Tuesday and Wednesday, and then every week, anywhere from 2 to 4 events. So welcome you all back for those if you're in the membership. And good night to all. Bless you all.